Hello. Welcome to part two, where your readers are myself, Carolyn Sayer, and Matthew Tucker. We have more news items and a second brief feature today, which tells us a little about Amelia Opie. Now we have this week's information desk. First of all, thanks for the stamps which have been received from Mrs. R. Pye from Norwich. Thank you for such a lovely, brightly coloured collection that has been added to the bag for Vision Norfolk.
Now we have forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, Magpie Road, Norwich, NR31JH, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000, extension 341, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Come and join us at the Norwich Theatre Royal for Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap 70th Anniversary Tour on Wednesday, the 25th of January at 2:30 p.m. As news spreads of a murder in London, a group of seven strangers find themselves snowed in at a remote countryside guest house. When a police sergeant arrives, the guests discover to their horror that a killer is in their midst. Which one is the murderer? Who will be their next victim? Can you solve this world-famous mystery for yourself? Tickets are £33, and this includes a sighted companion ticket if required. Please call Mark or Helen to book by November the 30th.
Motor cruiser dates with the Nancy Oldfield Trust, November 2022 to March 2023. Our minibus leaves the Bradbury Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. Cost is £16.50 for the motor cruiser, with payment to Nancy Oldfield Trust, and £5 for the minibus. Please contact Mark or Helen to book your place on 01603 573 000, extension 341, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. All dates are a Thursday except in December, so November the 17th, Wednesday, December the 14th, January the 19th, February the 16th, and March the 16th.
Norfolk County Council Transport for Norwich team have asked us to advertise the following. We have today launched a consultation on a series of infrastructure improvements designed to speed up public transport, introduce a new travel hub, and improve conditions for walking and cycling along the busy Dereham Road corridor to the west of Norwich. If you wish to view the plans in person or have questions for the team, please come and see us on Monday the 14th of November at the Cossey Centre, Stafford Hall, between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m, or Tuesday the 15th of November at Chapel Break Community Centre between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m, or Thursday the 17th of November at Chapel Break Community Centre between 1 and 7 p.m.
Another notice received by Vision Norfolk from the Transport for Norwich team. We have today launched a new highway consultation on proposals for Newmarket Road. More information is available at www.norfolk.gov.uk/Newmarket Road, where you can view the plans and complete a brief survey. Letters will be received by local residents tomorrow, and the consultation will be live until Thursday, the 1st of December. Now we can move on to some news items. We heard in the letters the fears for various popular BBC Radio Norfolk shows, and the evening news indicates the studio's Treasure Quest programme is in danger. Then the Anglia Square redevelopment gets yet another mention, and there are problems in Exchange Street in the city as drivers ignore the ban on through traffic. The show has been on the county's radios for almost 14 years, but now the future of BBC Radio Norfolk's Treasure Quest is shrouded in uncertainty. It comes after the broadcaster announced it would be cutting back its local radio services in a move which would only see localised programmes on air between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. on weekdays. On weekends, when Treasure Quest is usually broadcast, the local output is set to be reduced to sports commentaries and hourly news bulletins. A BBC spokesman refused to confirm whether the show would be axed as part of the overhaul. He said, "We are committed to bringing audiences their favourite local output and will continue to do so. We'll confirm our programme plans for future schedules in due course."
A significant proportion of businesses around Anglia Square may not return if the area is redeveloped, a council official has revealed. Anglia Square and the surrounding streets are set to undergo a massive transformation, with plans for the shopping centre to be demolished and up to 1,100 homes built at the 11.5-acre site. Businesses currently housed in the shopping centre are meant to be moved from the site and then returned, but doubts have been cast on how many will come back. In previous, now rejected plans, a vacant plot under St Crispin's flyover off Magdalen Street would have been used to provide temporary housing in refitted shipping containers for existing businesses. It is not clear whether these plans will return. In an email, a senior council officer said, "The plans will have a direct impact on existing tenants during the demolition and construction phase." They said, "It is hoped that a significant proportion will remain and be relocated in the new centre. But a significant proportion will not, either because they are displaced by the early phases of alteration accommodation and can be provided for, or because the scheme in the longer term does not provide suitable accommodation. A date for determining a planning application for the development has not yet been set."
A woman acting as a human bollard on a pedestrianised city road was removed by police to allow cars through. She was attempting to demonstrate how cars which shouldn't be using the street were. It is currently a pedestrian and cycle zone between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. every day, but is still used by many motorists looking to cut through to St Andrew's Street. Lucy Hall from Norwich was on the road on Saturday the 4th of November when she got to the end of her tether and began blocking vehicles trying to illegally use the road. Many passers-by were supportive of Lucy, but some motorists didn't share her feelings. One driver reportedly got out of his car to shout at Ms. Hall to get out of his way. Soon after, police arrived on the scene and removed Ms. Hall from the road to allow motorists to get through. She said, "I was trying to make a point that it should be possible to stand in a pedestrian zone for a while."
A formerly outstanding school has been told to improve in its first inspection since becoming an academy. Thorpe St Andrew High School and Sixth Form near Norwich has been given an overall rating of requires improvement by the education watchdog Ofsted. It is the first time the school has been inspected since becoming an academy in 2016, and at the time it was rated by the regulator as outstanding, the highest rating available. While the inspector praised the quality of education at the school, concerns were raised about the behaviour of some of the pupils. The report also states that some staff members have been made to feel unsettled by changes made in the past 2 years ago to address declining standards at the school.
A city mosque has been recognised for supporting those most in need during the COVID and cost of living crisis period. Norwich Central Mosque and Islamic Community Centre in Aylsham Road has seen demand continue to soar for its weekly food bank. The mosque handed out food packages to around 30 families last week as it continues to provide 350 kilograms of goods to a range of people. The Lady Dannett, MBE, Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, representative of His Majesty, visited the mosque to present them with an award for their efforts. Sirajul Islam, secretary at the mosque, said, "We love to help people and be a supportive part of the community. The demand for the food bank last week was very high and a lot of people would really struggle without it. It looks like the food bank will keep going."